So the first time you met Fern, you did this really stripped back, really special performance of My Hero, that we'd love to relive now, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful image, really. You're covered in snot, she's covered in cereal, and then you just did this most incredible performance. And here it is.
Oh, that was so lovely. You can hear a noise. That's my son scrunching the microphone. Do you want to say hello? Say hi.
Hi.
Oh.
Say, my name's Rex. Oh, a bit shy.
Sign him up.
You've just been on the choo-choo, haven't you, on the train? Yeah? He's like, who are all these people? Yeah, that's a microphone right there.
Loves the microphone.
You can touch. We're listening to an interview, Rex, from Dave Grohl, Mummy's favourite. Yeah? Just interested in the microphone and squeezing it. That's good. Chris, I have to say, that was such a wonderful... That's the Thomas the Tank Engine train being driven across the desk. That was such a good chat with Dave Grohl. I mean, is there more? Am I saying that there's more?
There's more. What we thought we'd do is we'd delve back into maybe old school Fern as well and discuss that with the legend that is Dave Grohl.
Is this the right one to press play on? Okay, you ready for this, Rex? Let's do it.
It feels to me like this is a celebration of Fern's life. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, she's still alive, right? I mean, I feel like maybe...
Very much
so. I feel like you're writing her obituary right now.
Do you think you were similar people growing up?
I honestly have no idea. I don't know too much about her background or her backstory. I'm not sure. I mean, you know, there's every once in a while you meet somebody and you just hit it off.
Mm.
And so, yeah, I mean, I would imagine that we both were raised by wonderful parents and we were smart-ass children that decided we were going to do what we wanted to do and nobody was going to get in the way of that, and it actually turned out okay. That's what happened to me. So I would imagine maybe similar. I'm not sure.
You see, Fern's from the same town as me. So an 18-year-old Fern grew up in Pinner. Like me, she used to love going to foam parties in Destiny in Watford. I don't know if you ever did that when you were younger. She'd regularly be on the hooch.
Oh, really? The hooch? Wow.
Yeah,
I was on the hooch a bit as a teenager as well. It's good to know we have that in common.
Did you ever go to a foam party?
I don't know what that is, to be honest. I'm not sure I've ever heard of a foam party. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Fern used to love these. So what you do is you'd go into the club. They often do it under 18 nights, and you go into this club. Someone like Blazing Squad would have been performing. I'm sure you're familiar with their work. And then the club would sort of just fill with foam, and you would dance.
Oh, interesting. Would it like clean you?
Kind of.
Was there a purpose other than just foam? It's just foam.
No, right? It's a really tricky one to have to explain to someone who's never been to a foam party.
Yeah, well, you know what? Maybe for her last show, you should just fill the studio completely with some foam so she can have one big last foam blowout.
Yeah,
that sounds fun.
This is a good idea. There's this one amazing story from when she was younger where she followed this guy around so much and she really fancied him that he actually just escaped out a toilet window in a club to try and get away.
Well, then, yes, we do have something in common because I think I've done that before as well. I don't know about the escape out of the window, but, you know, not at a foam party.
I'm fascinated.
Now I kind of want to have a foam party.
Oh, I can't believe I'm talking to Dave Grohl about foam parties. This is awesome.
Maybe at 46 years old, it's not a good idea that I do anything with foam. You know what I mean? Other than, like, shave my back or something. I think it's probably... that's the foam party I'm going to have.
Do you think if circumstances were different, and let's say if teenage Dave Grohl was to meet teenage Fern Cotton, that something may have happened?
She would have run as fast as she could in the opposite direction. I'll send you some pictures of me at 17 or 18 years old. It's not pretty.
Also,
I probably weighed about 107 pounds and had some really bad tattoos that I'd given myself and was stumbling out of a van on a punk rock tour playing in squats and stuff like that. Yeah, I was not, you know, I was no Hugh Jackman when I was a kid.
Yeah, but Fern would have loved that. Where would you have taken her on a date?
Well, I've got to be honest. When I was young, I never took anyone on any dates because I didn't have any money. So I don't know. I mean, you know, I think any date that I went on when I was 17 or 18 years old probably involved some, you know, liquor stolen out of the cabinet and something and, you know, a punk rock show that we snuck into or something like that.
But that's the thing. Fern had all the money when she was younger because she's been doing presenting for ages. She was on a show called Dig It. Did you ever see that?
I didn't see Dig It, no.
No,
wow.
She...
Am I going to wind up on YouTube all morning? I guess so. I'm going to... You're going to put me on YouTube now, aren't you?
Oh,
I'm
you
gonna,
know, you should check out Old School Fern on YouTube.
Research. I'm going to start Googling. Yeah, I should Google some stuff. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So Fern's obviously been a massive supporter of yours and a massive fan of yours. So I thought what'd be nice is to finish this. If I can find some violins and sort of we can add some violins in, if you'd be up for just saying something really emo and meaningful as a bit of a leaving message for Fern.
Absolutely.
And I mean, really go quite melty with this. Okay, so I'm going to play some violins. And if you don't mind, if you can just go as melty as you'd like, a tribute to Fern Cotton.
Got it. Fern, it's Dave. I'm sorry I can't be there today. You have no idea how much I wish I could be. But just know, there's no one left in your absence. No one will ever take your place. And all of the special moments, special times that we've spent together, at least I'll forever have those. So, maybe someday we'll bump into each other again, have a coffee, talk about the old times. I'll smile, pretend like it doesn't sting a little, and I hope you'll realize that throughout the years, everything that I didn't say, I'm saying with that smile, with that wink in my eye. And if you ever need a job as a guitar technician, a drum technician, personal assistant, let me know. You're first on my list. There's always a job here at the Foo Fighters waiting for you. So when you're done with this retirement or whatever you call it, I think you're doing it to get away from me. But whenever you're over this ridiculous notion of just pushing me out of your life, come back. I'll be here waiting for you. I'll miss you, but I'll be right here. Always. Goodbye, Fern.
Oh, it was such a long message.
Went on longer than I expected, to be fair, but oh,
I am
amazing.
Actually currently unemployed as of today, so I'm down with the guitar tech thing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can give it a go.
How was that?
Easy.
Was it
Chris,
weird?
Thank you.
No, well, it's cool.
I mean, it was a bit like I died at the end, but apart from that, I am alive. That was very lovely, very, very lovely. And what a great / weird interview that was, talking about phone parties in Watford. Yeah, and hooch.
Did you ever imagine that Dave Grohl be talking about your nights out in Destiny in Watford?
No, that was not something I'd ever planned for.
No.
But thank you. That was really lovely, very special.
A bit of a surprise.
It was.
Look at him. He's proper running the place now, isn't he?
He wants to press a button, but you're not allowed to press any yet. In a minute. You see it in a minute. You press the buttons in a minute. Nervous he's going to press something that's going to do some serious damage. Chris, thank you so much for that. What another lovely surprise. And thank you again for my team for doing that. Yes, I know. It's very exciting. And thank you very much to Dave Grohl as well for leaving that amazing message, who, of course, we're going to see at the
weekend
in Norwich. Well, hopefully. I've definitely got to thank him in person. Thank you, Chris. So, look, we've got loads of other weird and wonderful things apparently happening in the next sort of few minutes. So stay with us. Now, though, the time is 11:30, so let's get the latest from Newsbeat and Ben Mundy.
This is BBC Radio 1.
A teenage rape victim gets an apology from police.
Newsbeat.
Police in Hampshire have apologised to a teenage rape victim and agreed to pay her £20,000. It's after off.
What are you doing on Saturday?
Nice. Yeah, good. That's where you go to pick up the chicks.
Swimming?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like your hair
today. I've got it tied back like a window cleaner.
I said to him before we came in, I went, are you going to put your hair down? What are you going to do with
that? Well, actually, it's crazy. I've got a day off.
What?
Yeah, so I thought I'd come and see my mate.
Oh, that's really kind.
And then I'll go shopping and buy things I don't need.
Good.
Because I've done right well for myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I just buy stuff and then I don't even open it like DVDs. I don't open them. Just have them. Yeah, I've got that. Have you got that box set of that thing? Yeah, yeah, I haven't seen it. Yeah, I probably will watch it.
Awesome.
Just, you know, just so I'm in with crowd.
Yeah, you're so in the crowd buying DVDs.
Oh, Blu-rays then?
Yeah. Blu-rays.
Hey, a few months ago, I would have said VHSs is.
I know you would have. And it was our last juice last night.
It was.
Yeah, it was. Are you retiring from show business?
No, I'm just having a baby, aren't I?
Yeah.
But you'll be back to that one.
I'll be back to juice.
That's what quite.
It's going to work,
isn't
it?
A huge goodbye like it feels like today.
Yeah.
I was looking
at
the
internet. I've had so many tweets of people just going, I don't know what to do. It's not going to be
the same. You two women, I salute you, because I looked on the internet how it all happens.
How
old? It hurts, doesn't it?
Oh, the baby thing.
Wow, it hurts. Yeah. I don't know why you bother.
Yeah,
it proper hurts. I saw this woman screaming her head off.
All right. Let's talk about that.
Do you feel a bit down that you're going to be trapped in your house with two kids?
I'm not going to be physically trapped in there.
You
I will
are.
Still work.
My mate's got two kids. His life is over.
I've got three.
Exactly. Well, you don't do anything anymore. You used to be fun, but you're not fun anymore.
She is so fun still.
Yeah, I love her. She's so much fun.
I was saying.
Like lady of the night.
How different.
Really?
No.
Like a superhero, I mean, that goes out and then it's a jumpy.
Rewind.
It's Alexa. Like it. Is Greg David coming in?
No, but he did text me.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
To say hi to Keith?
No. Yeah. I didn't think so. But we do need to take that friendship to the next level because it was initiated at my wedding and we've not really done anything since.
Yeah, well, why don't we go for a picnic?
I've got the video footage of this. Maybe we need to put this online or share.
Why don't we go for a picnic? Because at Sainsbury's they've got party sausages for £1.
Well, we could do that after. Now, this has never been online, this video.
This hasn't. I've got it. I need to dig it out because it's not on this, I think. But it was the moment at your wedding.
Yeah.
And Keith was standing there chatting to us and Craig David went into the toilets. So we knew he had to come out the same door.
Yeah,
he was trapped in there. We cornered him. So as he walked out, I was going, go on, Keith, just say hello. And he was going, no. And so when he was panicking, Dan, my husband, just went, Craig, like this. And he turned round.
And ducked. You're looking well. I don't mean you put timber on, but you're looking well.
And I did that ridiculous thing where I just held my phone up and videoed this awkward moment happening. I will put it online.
Stop.
Please put that online. Yeah, do. Stop. And you hugged it out. It was a gorgeous scene.
Yeah, I said, are you cool? I said, you always knew that I was a fan of you. And I was, because he can sing so fast. It's untold. He's the fastest singer in the West.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, it was all just banter.
Right.
I want it with good banter. Although I don't like that phrase, banter, because that means you're Jimmy Bullard and you can say whatever you want to guests.
Oh, yeah, I'm not a fan of him.
Say how it is, Fern. He was just a bit drunk. I'm sure he's a lovely fellow.
I'm sure he's lovely when he's sober.
He's lovely.
You're quitting show business so you can come out with the truth now.
She's still quitting.
Do it, Holly, as well.
I'm not retiring. God.
I project that I'm great mates with, but I hate her, detest her.
This is why you've
she's
never been on my
She's always smiling and she's always happy.
Has he never been on here?
I have.
For the first time?
Yeah.
Just mentally blocked it out.
Normally I'm on someone else's show and I badge him before I leave.
Okay.
And you said, get out.
Both times.
I'm just going to play a song because this is just getting out of hand.
Can you play Simply Red?
Oh, God, no.
I'm right into them at the moment.
Absolutely not. Hottest record in the world. Hello, Fern. It's Annie Mac here with the hottest record. No, it's not. We couldn't do a standard hottest record for your last ever show on Radio 1. We wanted to do something a little bit different. I can imagine this morning has been quite emotional for you. I'm really sorry I couldn't be there in person, but I know I'm going to be able to hang out with you all weekend. Just wanted to say what a joy and a pleasure it has been to work with you on Radio 1 over the last pretty much 10 years. And it's been amazing to listen to you, and it's been amazing to get to know you as well. I wish you all the luck in the world in the future, but I don't think you're going to need any of it. Right. So instead of a hottest record, we thought we would commission Lucy Rose to do a very special version of one of your all-time favourite songs. I hope you don't mind. This is Lucy Rose, covering Dolly Parton's 9 to 5.
Oh, thank you, Annie Mac. That was absolutely gorgeous. Lucy Rose, covering Dolly Parton 9 to 5. That was just the most beautiful version ever. Thanks, Tash, for helping out with that as well. It's Tash's last day too. Please, can we not forget that? Tash is also out of it.
Yes!
Don't forget that. Actually, Fern, there's another surprise.
Oh, God.
Now, for you, actually.
What, other than the picture that you've just put online of me and you.
Oh, yeah, that's the first one. We should talk about that. That was just before you came back to start doing Radio 1 with Reggie.
I know.
Not in this slot, but when you were doing... Was it the weekends you started with the chart show?
So this is you and I, young, when we used to sort of be really fun and stuff.
Do you know where we'd been the night before? Somewhere called Metal School.
Oh, God. Oh, it sounds horrific.
You can remember that 10 years ago, but you can't remember yesterday.
I tell you why, because there's a video that goes with that picture.
Is there?
Yes, there is. And I watched it this morning and I went, can I do that? And I thought, no, I can't take that one.
Oh, no. We don't need video footage. Definitely not. The picture's bad enough. That's been tweeted by at BBCR1.
Yeah,
if you care to find it.
But we do have something. This is a really lovely surprise, actually.
Really?
And this is a surprise that comes from Coldplay.
Oh, God.
Chris Martin has written you a song.
Oh.
And it's called Gone, But Not For Cotton.
Oh, I love that.
And this is it for you.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you ready? Tears in the hizzle!
How incredible was that?
He's funny and clever, and I love him. Oh, that's so nice.
I wrote you one as well, but it has so much swearing in. So I can't play it.
I don't want to hear your song.
It had the F in.
Oh,
but
nice.
not for cotton.
God. Oh, I'm so glad you're here to lighten the mood. Oh, thank you, Coldplay and Chris Martin. That is amazing. Again, like, what a pleasure that we've had them in the Live Lounge again and again. Like, one of the biggest bands, and they've come and, you know, done such beautiful performances and put time and energy into it. And, you know, for that, I'll be ever grateful. So thank you. Oh, God. It's just ridiculous.
Did it not feel real?
No.
I don't think it does.
So odd. So weird.
I think it's only when you'll tune in on Monday and you'll go, hey, where is she?
I know.
Are you going to get, like, a part-time job, though, to, like, bring money in for the kids?
Well, we discussed earlier, I think I'm going to be Dave Grohl's guitar tech.
Right,
that's quite a good move for me.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
We'll love that.
I know, it'll be a great fun.
That's what, like, working at a grocery shop, just, like,
well, I could do that.
On a Monday sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to doing that. Yeah. Fine.
Selling fruit.
Fruit.
Yes, fruit.
Right, fruit.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
You don't eat meat, you see, it's just fruit.
I don't just eat fruit.
But you don't eat meat.
Yeah, but if you don't eat meat, doesn't mean you just live
what
on
else
fruit.
Can you eat?
There's loads of things you can eat.
Oh, yeah, veg.
Carbohydrate.
Veg is same as fruit.
Oh, for God's sake. I sometimes wonder why I've been friends with you for so long. Just been such a long friendship.
Well, stop, you can stop it if you want, if you don't like it.
No, I think we'll continue.
I think I'm fun to
on.
Be friends with her.
You are good.
Yeah.
Love you.
Well, thank you for coming in. Love you both so
love
much.
You. We're going to miss you.
Oh,
lots
well,
and lots.
Thank you. It means a lot. I'm going to play a really lovely song now that I haven't played for ages on the radio, and it's so beautiful, from an artist called DA. This is Glowing.
As much as you say that we won't, give a damn.
Oh, I love that song. D.A. Glowing. Chris Smith. Oi, we're on the radio, team.
I know.
Chris Smith. This is going to be our last ever entertainment news together.
Yes, it is. And, you know, you've had special songs from Coldplay. You've got Holly and Keith live. But, you know, you've not had much news on the show, have you?
So we
thought we'd just redress that, you know? Just give you a chance to collect yourself. Because obviously loads happening in showbiz today.
Yes.
America's first ever Red Nose Day. Ed Sheeran duetted with Kermit. The big weekend's about to kick off. Neville Longbottom's had his abs out. The second Eurovision semi-finals taking place. Reese Witherspoon's been cast as Tinkerbell. Kurt Norcross has had to take his puppy to the
one.
Kendall Jenner's posted a selfie. Ed Sheeran's won an Ivor Novello. Justin Bieber's been singing karaoke with James Corden. The Rock has got ordained so he could carry out his friend's wedding. But you know what? Whatever.
Whatever.
Who cares, Fern? Who cares about all those people? Because we're here to talk about you today. As the hashtag FarewellFern is trending worldwide. Let's not forget, the world of showbiz is taking a few minutes off from total self-obsession to pay tribute to a very special lady. And we've got a few more to add, starting with your friend, Van from Catfish and the Bottleman.
Thank you very much, Fern, for everything you've done for our band. We really appreciate it. You've looked after us since we started, you know, getting played on the radio, so thank you. And obviously you give us that BBC award in your mermaid dress, so I'll see you at your party wearing that again, hopefully.
You still like to fit in the mermaid dress?
Oh, no. That's right out the window, that one.
A few months, yeah. Bombay Bicycle Club have been in touch.
All the best. Thanks for the good time.
Thanks for always having us in the Live Lounge and putting up with all the equipment that we always bring in.
No matter where you go, you'll always have your squad.
that is true. Yeah.
Your squad?
I've got a squad, always.
Soak as well?
I'm pretty sad about it. She's been pretty instrumental in, like, promoting me, and, yeah, she's been on Radio 1 for so long, and was going to leave such, like, a legacy, I guess, in a way. She's going to be missed. I'll miss her. I love her.
Someone else you're looking forward to seeing at Big Weekend?
Oh, I love Soak.
Hosier as well. Oh,
thank you so much for all the support. Thank you for being so kind. I'm a huge, huge Fern Cotton fan. And best of luck with everything she does. I know that whatever she does in the future is going to be amazing. I have to say, it's very, very hard to replace her on BBC Radio 1. She's been a huge, huge part of my career. And thank you.
Oh, thanks. He's a sharp man in the background doing a sound check. Actually, ruining my message.
Just about to rush off and get on a plane, but he stopped because he wanted to leave a message for
so
you.
So lovely.
And finally, George Ezra wanted to say hey.
Thank you for Fern. She's been great to me and to a lot of people I know. So I hope she enjoys whatever she goes on to do. Mum time, isn't it? She's time to be a mum.
Yeah, it's mum time.
Oh, thanks, Georgie.
Enjoy.
See you at the weekend.
Mum time. Godspeed, mummy princess.
Oh, how lovely. That really means a lot. That's really lovely and very, very sweet.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, Chris Smith.
And breathe.
Oh, I can't. Oh.
Please try.
I will try. I will try.
Why is he be on the actual
it's
news?
Just been, I know. I don't want to be on the actual news beat at 12:45. No, thanks. Oh, it's been so lovely already today. I'm just totally overwhelmed by everything.
You're
going to
be exhausted at the end of this.
I know. I really am.
Gonna
I need a nap.
In a puddle of tears.
I will. Well, look, shall I play some more music? Oh, my God, this might be a lovely moment, actually. I'm going to play a bit of an Adele live lounge. We've had Adele in the live lounge a few times, one of them being a special, which was so gorgeous. So we'll play that for you next. And all my favourite newer songs from a chap called Eves, who this year I've been totally obsessed with, and that song is called As Old As a Grave. That is all on the way. Thanks for coming, Holly and Key.
Oh, thanks for having us.
We love
miss
you.
It for the world.
Well, that was a bit creepy.
This is BBC.
BBC Radio 1.
Where it begins.
Where it begins.
Where it begins.
I love Eve so much, and I hope that he just does brilliant, amazing, wonderful things. I'll be keeping my eye on him. I love that song, As Old As the Grave. So I have to now welcome along my wonderful radio family, Clara, Greg, and Mr. Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hey, Efcott.
So
Hi.
Nice to have you all here.
Oh, what
How
a nice day it's been.
Such a lovely day. It's been, yeah, so weird.
Feeling
so
good?
So lovely. Really good. I'm beaming. I'm totally full of joy and love.
I think it's been
nice
a bit
day.
Over the top to be honest.
It's been completely over the top, but I'm loving
brilliant.
It.
Some people get nothing when they leave here. Nothing.
it's been so lovely. And as of course, from Monday, Clara will be taking over the reins of this show.
No pressure.
And the live lounge, which you're going to absolutely love.
I am very, 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 very excited. And I pretty much started crying when I walked in here.
I know. Well, it's a big emotional day.
It's a lot. There's
a
lot
for you,
things
it's
in here.
A huge emotional day because this is the start of something completely new and exciting and different. And it all kicks off Monday.
It
and
sure
I promise,
does.
Like, having done this for a long time, you are going to love working on this show. It is the best fun.
I actually cannot wait. I'm stupidly excited.
And at a very civilised hour, which is a plus.
Hey, I'm not complaining. Great hours.
It's all good. You're all excited for Norwich?
Yeah, we are. It's going to be, that'll be a nice celebration.
It'll be lovely.
Well.
It's going to be a lot of fun this
Even
weekend.
Even though you can't drink for obvious reasons.
You can drink for me,
we
darling.
We will.
Scott will.
Where
are you going?
What do you mean?
To Norwich.
Of course. Are you going? Like, am I leaving? Yes, I'm leaving.
I know you're leaving.
Yeah, of course I'm going to the big weekend.
Sorry,
you
I've just flown in from Vienna. I don't know what's going on.
So showbiz.
Oh, darling, how was Vienna?
Oh, really good, actually.
Yeah?
Good I've fun. Done you a little message, actually, from there, which you'll see at some point.
Oh, my God. You know I love the Eurovision.
I know you do.
You know I love it.
You've got a history with it.
I know. Yeah, what haven't I just?
Yeah.
Well, it's very nice that you could all make it today. Thank you. It's very sweet.
Thanks for having us.
Well,
pleasure.
I'm here for a particular reason, because there's a couple of things which I'd like you to play now, actually. Mm-hmm. Do you remember when we started afternoons at the same time?
Yes.
So you started this show and I started the 1 o'clock show.
Yeah.
And we pretty much, and since then we have really communicated only in a certain type of quote from a certain comedy show. Yeah, do you know what that show is?
The Office. We only text and tweet either pictures of David Brent or quotes from the show. That's how we've communicated for the last 6 years.
In fact, whenever I see a picture of you in a magazine that looks like you're doing a David Brent face, I will take a picture of it and send you it straight away.
Yeah. I've got a whole back catalogue of those.
With that in mind, press play on Message for Fern.
Hello. Sir David of Brent here. Your friend, James Gregg, asked me to send you a message. Said you're a fan. thanking you. Yeah. 10 years on the old wireless. Lasted longer than some. Good luck on the old maternity leave. Pushing out another sprog. Good luck on your baking too. Although, I prefer a flan. So, anyway, yeah. Congratulations, Fern Britton. ciao.
Oh.
See ya. Bye.
Oh, that was perfection. That is Brent at his finest. There were so many Brentisms in one message.
Ciao. Pure Brent. That's
pure
pretty cool.
Brent. I love that you and him are friends now.
Well, the Elvino will flow this weekend.
It will for you.
And we've got a musical treat for you as well now.
Oh, yes. So, this musical treat isn't coming yet.
You love Ben Howard, I know this.
Yes.
You love Ray Morris, don't you?
I love Ray Morris.
Wouldn't it be amazing if Ray Morris had done a version of a Ben Howard song?
Well, that would be incredible.
Well, why don't you press play and let's listen to it.
Is that on the thing that's called Surprise Number 7?
It is. Enjoy.
I spend my time.
Oh, little Ray Morris.
So beautiful, that song, isn't it?
You know I love her. I think she's such an amazing talent. And that song, I mean, that's just a wicked combination.
Yeah.
Right there.
So good. I will be singing that outside your house in the pouring rain.
Oh,
just remind you that everything's going to be all right.
We did have
a head up. strong.
Your little glossy eyes. Yeah. We had a bit of a Titanic moment there, but were you sort of reaching out to me and I was trying to grab your hand. We couldn't reach each other.
Jack, don't let go.
Jack.
I feel like that though. I feel like today I'm really gonna miss my mate at work. It sucks that you're going, but it's gonna be brilliant.
Hang out more in real life.
It's gonna be brilliant. Oh yeah, absolutely.
I'm not emigrating.
I know.
Live in the same house.
Half an hour to go. How are you feeling half an hour to go?
It's whizzed by. You know when people say on your wedding day, like, you really, like, soak up every minute and be in the moment? That's how I felt today. I'm trying not to, like, let it rush ahead of me. It's been so lovely. I've had such a nice time.
Some nice texts here. Do you want to go through a few?
Oh, God.
Kate in Sudbury in Suffolk says, hello, Fern. Thank you for the epic music. It's been lovely. You've been a wonderful part of my routine for a few years. It's been great. Joe, a.k.a. Bomber in Newport. Just want to say it's been a pleasure listening to you over the years. I travel the country with work, and it's been brilliant that you've always been there with me. Also, we've got Becca, the postie in Aberdeen. Dean says, I just wanted to say that I'd be driving my post van all around the place and it won't be the same without you. But the memories have been amazing. And Hannah says, I'm so emotional about Fern's last day today. More emotional than my last day at school.
Wow.
There you go.
You know what? There's a lot of people in the same boat as me today who are sort of finishing school, you know, about to do their last sort of set of exams or whatever. And it is, you know, it's that feeling of having like the end of a chapter is quite an overwhelming one. But I'm glad that I can walk away and it's been a really beautiful, positive experience. I've got so many nice memories and today's been a lovely time to be a nostalgic old cow and sort of reminisce. It's been lovely.
I just want to say that Fern Cotton is, I think we can all agree, a unique broadcaster and talent.
What does unique mean exactly?
Because you are actually one of a kind. I'm being sincere.
Thank you.
And like radio is, as that person just said, it is part of people's routine. It's much more personal than TV. And people have actually grown up listening to you and they're going to miss you a lot.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Girls want to be her, boys want to be with her.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Yeah.
One of a kind,
not
Cotton.
Not right now. That's staying with me. That's very nice. Thank you.
And I've got something which I think you'll like. You love Soak.
I love Soak.
But you also love Led Zeppelin.
Oh, my God. These combinations are getting more ludicrous by the second. Oh, merging.
Okay. Press play on Surprise 8. You're going to love this so much.
Oh, by the way, it's Surprise 8 of 300. We're here till 10 o'clock tonight.
Oh, good. Oh, she's so clever, Soak. What a like lovely, weird, dark version of Immigrant Song. I adored that.
That was great.
Thank you, Soak, for doing that. Really, really cool.
We have got these. We've got a lot of these. Me and Greg were just saying about 300. So,
yeah.
I mean, maybe you just take them home and listen to them in the comfort of your own home.
I'm fine to do that. I'll just weep at home.
The ones that we aren't going to play on the radio, but I can give you on a CD. And we've got the Hoosiers covering Scouting for Girls.
Love.
Hard Fi covering Boy Kill Boy.
Hard Fi.
Yeah.
And we've got the Twang.
Yeah.
covering Sam
the
Smith.
Enemy.
Yes, to the Enemy.
Why
always at a Radio 1 Big
I was
weekend.
Waiting for at least one Who, one of my last Who's. Oh, it's my favourite. Makes me so happy. That's such a violent one.
Your face has gone really red, Scott. Wow.
The best one he ever did was last week.
Was that last week?
I keep texting him about it because it made me laugh so much that I couldn't say anything else to Grimmy on the radio. I had to just stop and I was just crying because
I broke the microphone.
Because we were in BBC Norfolk and the microphone just completely distorted.
They're not
just
as good as these ones.
He went, and the people in BBC Norfolk just looked at us and went, what is that man doing?
What is he doing?
The thing is, no one can do a who like you. Like, I could try, it just doesn't have the effect. You're the only one that can do a who.
Well, thank you.
It's the best.
That's his legacy.
Yeah. That's your lasting legacy.
When I leave, it'll just be like, here's Sam Smith doing one.
Oh, that's such a good shout.
I'd love to hear that.
Here's Bob from The Enemy doing a who.
We've got Yvette Fielding doing a who.
We brought back Atomic Kitten for one day only for your final who.
Oh, brilliant. I'd love that, actually, if anyone's listening.
Should we all leave today?
Let's all go today.
That could be a problem.
All of us are going.
Bye.
Clara just started.
Mate.
No, Clara's leaving as well.
Yeah, see ya. I just came in to hang out.
Oh, wow. That was so lovely. Thank you. Beautiful.
Right, Fern Cotton. This is it. I guess this is our baton passing moment.
I'm passing you the baton.
This is really weird.
It's so wonderful. I'm so happy for you.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to listen to you on Monday. I'll be there tuning in at 10 a.m, listening like everyone else, supporting you.
Text. What's the text number?
81199.
Thank you.
Oh, I can text in. That's quite exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, you can. Anytime you want, love.
Do you remember when we started texting?
I'd leave it a couple of days. It might sound a little bit desperate.
It might be.
Leave it a couple of days.
Do you remember how excited we were when we were texting Jo Wiley on Radio 2 and she read our text out and we were over the moon about it?
But you know, it doesn't matter.
That's
how long you've
worked. Yeah.
You still get excited.
Grimmy still loves to shout out, yeah.
Mm. They're good fun. Right then, so yeah, this is it. This is our baton passing moment, and I've got a musical delight for you in the form of somebody who I know we are both obsessed with. Mm. We think this person is gorgeous in voice as they are in their physical form. They've got just, everything about them is amazing. You might even say that they're unstoppable.
Oh, wow. That
and this person has covered a classic.
Leanne Lavas. Greg's looking
and I think you're going to really enjoy it.
I just thought it was Hard Fi.
So press play.
It's not Hard Fi. Right.
Sadly, it's not Hard Fi. We couldn't get him in from Staines today.
I'm intrigued.
Surprise number 9. Press play, Fern Cotton.
Oh, Leanne Lavas covering Etta James. That last one of my favourite songs of all time.
I think we nearly got a tear then.
Yeah. She makes me cry at the best of times. I mean, let alone pregnant hormonal one today.
That was, I mean,
she's next level, just genius, that woman. I adore her and I will miss watching her in the Live Lounge without a doubt. She is just amazing. Thank you. That was beautiful.
Don't really know.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, wow. I don't know how
I'm going to follow this show today, really.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're on next, aren't you?
Keep listening. I'll be playing Uptown Funk.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
I said the only thing you can do is to leave.
I'm not going to leave, Greg.
Or sing yourself. No.
Oh, God. Wow.
We're all falling on our sword.
I have to say again, as we near the end of the show, with about sort of 15, 20 minutes to go, just such a big thank you to Natasha and Sarah, my amazing team, who have put this, like, bizarre, overwhelming, incredible show together today that I'm so blown away. I can't tell you. I don't know how you've done this. Usually I find out every surprise. I find out every surprise party I'm having, any secret thing going on. I have had not a clue about any of this, and I can't imagine the time and effort and work that has gone into doing it all. And it's just been, so perfect and gorgeous. I've loved every second. It's been amazing.
Well, thank you for letting us come in and say hello and goodbye.
Indeed.
Oh, it's been lovely. And I have to say again, I'll say thank you a lot between now and 12:45, but such a huge thank you to so many tweets and texts coming in. I've been trying to read as many as I can. They're not going unnoticed. It means a lot to see all the messages of people that, you know, when you do a radio show, as we all know, you become part of people's day. It's their routine. If they have a job or a uni schedule or school schedule that is regular, you're their way to school, way to work, Greg, the way home, whatever. And it's so lovely. It's such an honour to be part of that and to hear about what you're getting up to in your day. And, you know, a lot of you who are moving on from school, college, uni at the moment. It's a really exciting time for a lot of people. So thank you for all those lovely texts and tweets today. They've been really just so gorgeous. Really, really sweet. It means a lot. So I'm going to play some more songs I absolutely love. Oh, Greg, you like this song as well, actually.
What's this?
A band that, actually, I cried when I saw them live. I'm such a weepy old fool. Fleet Foxes.
Oh. Great one.
always reminds me of the man sat in front of me. Welcome back, Cornish, to the show for one day only. Cornish. So nice to have you with us.
Why on earth does that remind you of me?
I don't know. I think it's because we did the student tour together and he was performing, and we've got many weird memories of us on a tour bus where we were just discussing this. You had to wake me up by prodding me.
Oh, I need to apologise to you for many things, but this is one. So on that day when we had Darwin Dees in, we started at about 6 a.m. in the middle of a field in a tour bus. You told me to come and wake you up. So I was tiptoeing down the tour bus.
Don't do the last bit,
Alex. All the curtains were closed. I didn't want to open the curtains because I didn't know what I was finding, but I knew it was your bunk. So I slipped in my hand and gently tried to rock you awake. Then one curtain flung open. You're like, Cornish, do you realise what you're doing? It's rubbing your boobs.
It's rubbing my boobs.
Wow.
That was that student tour. And for some reason, that links up to Darwin Dees Constellations somehow.
That's how it reminds you.
What a memory.
What a memory.
Good times.
Oh, we had some great times. We all did. All my lovely producers and assistant producers that have popped in today. I've got nothing but the most gorgeous, wonderful, lovely memories. It's been so fun.
Well, the whole team has come in today to bring you one last special gift. I'd say we've had flowers, we've had cakes. It feels like we're here for your memorial. This last one is for you from the whole team who are here today.
Do I just press play on this?
Press play.
Okay. I've gone again.
There she goes.
Oh, Tom O'Dell, thank you. He's one of my favourites ever. That was really beautiful. Thank you, Tash. I don't know how you've done all these brilliant surprises. You're so amazing. And it's Tash's last day as well, so round of applause for Tash, please. We love her, and everyone's going to miss her so much. And I've only got time to play one more song, so I just want to say it again. I know I've said it a million times, but honestly, all of your text messages and tweets have meant the world to me today. It's been so, so lovely. Thanks to every DJ that's come in, all my old teams that have popped in to say hi, all of the amazing band and artists, and oh my God, there's so many people, hi, who have written beautiful songs, done, you know, different versions of songs for the show today. I'm so utterly blown away. You've got no idea. It's just been the best morning, and I'll miss everyone very much. That had to be my last song, Lana Del Rey, Video Games. Thank you for the most beautiful send-off. I've had the best day, the most gorgeous time here at Radio 1. I'll walk away with so many beautiful memories. So thank you. And good luck, Clara, on Monday. Have a brilliant time. And I'll see you in Norwich for the big weekend. Now, though, it's 12:45, so let's get the latest from Newsbeat and Chris Smith.
This is BBC Radio 1.
On Newsbeat this lunchtime, we'll be looking back at Fern's 10 years at Radio 1. We'll be live in Norwich as the big weekend takes shape, and at Lord's, where England's cricketers did OK, but could have done better.
Bolt bowls, Ormo in flashes, and he's out.
We'll also tell you how a newspaper stopped a 16-year-old girl going to Syria to become an Islamic State bride.
BBC Newsbeat.
But first, this lunchtime, our top news story. She was 17 years old when she went to the... And as you probably heard just now, Fern has just finished her last show on Radio 1. So after nearly a decade at the station, we sent Simon Mundy to catch up with Fern and talk cakes, live lounges, and her time at the station.
Morning!
This is the final stretch.
This week's been a really daunting week, and I've sort of been excited but also dreading it at the same time. You know, I've invested emotionally in my job so much because I love what I do here. I love it.
You're going to have to guess what is crawling.
Ah! No, don't worry, please!
That was Trevor's fingers. Go right back to day one.
It was a really, really nerve-wracking day. I remember speaking for the first time and thinking, oh my God, people are actually listening to me just sort of waffling on. I am more than excited to be here. I didn't sleep a wink last night, to be honest. It was like the first day at school.
Anyone you haven't got in the live lounge that you would have liked?
It would have been good to get Lana Del Rey in. We never quite managed it. We had one pre-recorded live lounge from the States, which for me doesn't properly count because I wanted it in the building. We've had literally everyone under the sun, so I can't moan. You know, we've had Foo Fighters, Eminem, Adele. You know, everyone, like, there's just, you know, the best back catalogue of people that have been in.
Now, listen, you've made the, you know, FHM sexy woman list. Many
more, too old.
Well, the whole being on any kind of sexy list, I think, is completely off the radar right now, looking at the state of me. If we get £2 million,
right,
I will do the next 20 minutes in my swimming costume. Now, I think those days are gone, so I will cherish them dearly that anyone found me attractive. That's wonderful. But yeah, my passion is definitely not lounging around in some sort of bikini. It is definitely cake forever.
Cake.
Cupcakes.
Do you want a cake?
Monday, 10 a.m, just a few days from now. What the devil are you going to be doing?
In my head, like, I like to think, oh, I'll be having breakfast in bed. I won't be. I'll be running around with my 2-year-old, who'll be having his usual morning tantrum, most likely. And I'll be listening to Clara and, of course, supporting her. And I wish her all the best in the future.
What's next, Fern?
At the moment, I don't actually know, apart from having a baby. And it's the first time since I started work when I was 15. I actually don't know. So it's time to jump into the void.
And just finally, who's your favourite member of Newsbeat, not including Chris Smith?
How can I not say Chris Smith? I see him every day on my show. He would kill me. I have to say Chris Smith. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things. That had to be my last song. Lana Del Rey, Video Games. Only worth living. Thank you for the most beautiful send-off. I've had the best day, the most gorgeous time here at Radio 1. I'll walk away with so many beautiful memories. So thank you. Maybe now you do.
BBC Newsbeat.
This is
Where It Begins.
BBC Radio 1.
One.
Where It Begins.